Welcome to First Formation, spiritual exercise for Christian soldiers looking to get up and pray. Join Pew Pew HQ every weekday morning to hear the good news through grunts and with grunts in the unity of the Holy Spirit as one church forever and ever. Fall in.
Psalm 4. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? Selah. But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your own beds and be silent. Selah. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than have they when their grain and wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Daniel chapter 10, verses 2 to 19. In those days I, Daniel, was mourning for 3 weeks. I ate no delicacies, no meat or wine entered my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all for the full 3 weeks. On the 24th day of the first month, as I was standing on the bank of the great river, that is the Tigris, I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a man clothed in linen with a belt of fine gold from Upaz around his waist. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like flaming torches, his arms and legs like the gleam of burnished bronze, and the sound of his words like the sound of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great trembling fell upon them, and they fled to hide themselves. So I was left alone, and I saw this great vision, and no strength was left in me. My radiant appearance was fearfully changed, and I retained no strength. Then I heard the sound of his words. As I heard the sound of his words, I fell on my face in a deep sleep, with my face on the ground. And behold, a hand touched me, and set me trembling on my hands and knees. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for now I have been sent to you. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before your God, your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, but Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I was left there with the kings of Persia, and came to make you understand what has happened to your people in the latter days, for the vision is for days yet to come. When he had spoken to me according to these words, I turned my face toward the ground and was mute. And behold, one in the likeness of the children of man touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and I spoke, and I said to him who stood before me, O my Lord, by reason of the visions, pains have come to me, and I retain no strength. How can my Lord's servant talk with my Lord? For now no strength remains in me, and no breath is left in me. Again, one having the appearance of a man touched me and strengthened me. And he said, O man greatly loved, fear not, peace be with you. Be strong and of good courage. And he spoke to me, and I was strengthened, and said, Let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. 1 John chapter 2, verses 26 to 28. I write these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you. But the anointing that you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about everything, and is true and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. Good morning. This is Tim Tribble coming to you from Sacramento, California. Today's readings are from Psalm 4, Daniel chapter 10 verses 2 to 19, and 1 John chapter 2 verses 26 to 28. Today I want to introduce you to someone who was very influential at the end of World War II with World War II veterans. His name is Thomas Merton. He is a Catholic priest and monk. He was an order of the Trappists, which are a monastic group of both monks and nuns, officially known as the Order of Cistercians of the Strict Observance. They're a Benedictine-style group from St. Benedict. And he became very well known and very prominent for his interfaith understanding. He explored Eastern religions, and through his study of mystic practice, he was known as a theologian, a mystic, a poet, and a social active and an activist and a scholar on comparative religion. We have in the Episcopal Church, it's called a Prayer Book for the Armed Services. It is a prayer book that is written specifically for those who serve. Got a lot of things in there. It's interfaith. We have stuff for Roman Catholics. We have stuff for Jews. We have stuff for Muslims, all with permission from their various organizations and things, especially when it comes to dying, penitence, and it also has some Spanish translations in it. And one of them here is called A Prayer for Guidance by Thomas Merton, and this is a prayer that's attributed to him that he wrote. It says, "My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself, and the fact that I think I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing your will. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, through which I may know nothing about it. Therefore, I will trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death. I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone." So the last few readings, and we had the very end of it, the last two verses today in our reading in John, 1 John chapter 2. And we've been talking about what does it mean to be a Christian, what, you know, the Antichrist, how do we follow Christ, what are we doing? What's this, you know, and there are how many denominations in just the Christian church? Not to mention the Catholic small c church. Then we have Orthodoxy churches. that's just in the Christian community. Of course, we still have Judaism, and there are sects of Judaism. And also we have Islam, which also has its own sects that people don't realize. And all of them have varying degrees. So what does this all mean? How does this all work? How are we believing in God? How are we, in for the Christian faith, how are we followers of Jesus Christ? How do we know we're doing this right? And I really like this prayer for guidance by Thomas Merton, because he admits right here, we don't know. We do not know. He's telling God, I don't know if I'm on the right road. I don't know if what I'm doing. I just hope that my want to please you, that my desire to please you is what pleases you. Because we're going to make mistakes. We're going to screw things up. We're going to take the left turn at Albuquerque. There's all kinds of things that are going to happen in our lives and happen to us, and we try to follow the examples of Christ. We try to be true to our faith in God, but we are going to fall short. We're not always going to hit the mark. And one of the things, like I said, Merton did comparative religion. So he spent a lot of time, as a matter of fact, he died in 1968 in Thailand. Although he lived in Kentucky, in the monastery there, he was baptized in Episcopalian. He was born in France of Welsh parents, or his father was Welsh, his mother was a Quaker. So, you know, he had a lot of things going on. And then, of course, you know, he went to Cambridge and then wound up becoming a Roman Catholic priest and later a monk. But in 1948, he wrote a book, The Seven Story Mountain. And it was a literal godsend to veterans of World War II. My father was one of them. And this book was about his journey, Thomas Merton, and it brought a tremendous amount of healing. I highly recommend that you get a copy. It, again, the title is The Seven Story, and story is spelled S-T-O-R-E-Y, mountain, okay? and it was written by Thomas Merton. The whole, like I said, it was very healing, and it went well beyond, and it helped a lot. I think it would be very helpful. I don't want to give it away, and I don't want to color your perceptions of it. You do decide to read this, but it is very much, it was something that was very healing to the guys that were coming back from Europe and coming back from the Pacific, in dealing with and understanding the experience they had been through in war, because those people, those who have been to war, and I'm not one of them, I served from 84 to 87, we didn't have anything going on. And those who served in a war zone, in combat, and the things that happen, the things that unfortunately kind of have to happen, they tear at you, they dig at you. We all know this. So, again, take a look, review this prayer. It's the Prayer for Guidance by Thomas Merton. It can be found in the prayer book for the armed services that we have in the Episcopal Church. There are other sources for it, of course. But think about that this week as we go through the rest of this week as we're ending up here, coming into the weekend, and see how that hits you and how that feels to you. Amen.
Prayer for guidance from the Book of Common Prayer. O God, by whom the meek are guided in judgment, and light rises up in darkness for the godly, grant us, in all our doubts and uncertainties, the grace to ask what you would have us do, that the Spirit of wisdom may save us from all false choices, and that in your light we may see light, and in your straight path may not stumble. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for falling in to First Formation, where PewPew HQ shares morning prayers for the humble, hardy folk caught in the crosshairs of God and country. If you like what you've heard, you can participate in one of the three following ways. First, you can support the podcast by clicking the link in the show notes. Or, if you serve military families, subscribe to First Forward, a paid subscription feed providing commentary on Sunday lectionary texts a week in advance. use it for sermon prep, or just because you support the troops. Second, you can become a co-host by recording a lectionary reading for a future episode. Instruction will be provided, and you don't have to be a grunt to collaborate with PPUHQ in this or any way. Finally, you can also record and send prayer requests of a minute or less. Prayers can be included in an episode, read anonymously if you wish, or kept private for me to pray for off of air. So there you have it. Three ways to participate in First Formation. I hope you'll continue to listen, even if I haven't convinced you to fall in. This has been Brother Logan Isaac. Always faithful, always family. Semper Familia.